Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul from Torah Life Ministries, and we are doing another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. Thank you for listening to this today, and we're going to be doing this right now. This is the 339th reading of the Suffer Well devotional series. And so if you want to see more of these or read these, you can go to our daily devotional at sufferwell.org, or you can see all the previous videos on our website at torahlifeministries.org. So we're reading today A Higher Calling Indeed, and we start off, it says, "It is so crucial that the mental picture to image is best described as immediately claustrophobic. It is the idea that any burden you experience first affects you personally, your mind, and your loss of peace and joy, rather than how it affects your obedience to Yahweh's commands. Meditate for a moment on that concept. Now consider this. The very fact that you experience a burden is disbelief itself, and the impending disaster is that you do not see it. It is critical you receive this. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from it, from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Matthew 11:28-11:30. "He has taken your burdens. Any you maintain on your own is disobedience. Whether you feel burdened for someone else or yourself, any yoke you attempt to carry is not of him. Now consider offenses. Do you experience offense due to your utmost desire to see Yahweh alone magnified, or is it personal? For instance, if your spouse is in an adulterous relationship, who are you burdened for? Is it a personal affront? Is it about your spouse, or is it about the righteousness of Yahweh? To settle this matter is determinable for you to begin developing a steadfast, immovable mind, an unoffendable mind. You would do well to consider, and you might just be astounded, how little concern you have that all sinful offenses are first a rejection of Yahweh. Instead, if you receive the rejection or offense, it means that you fathom yourself more worthy than the offender. Yet, there is only one who is worthy to receive the offense for the Father. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain." Revelation 5:12. Next time you are tempted to be offended, ask yourself, "Am I offended by this for you, Father, or for me?" This is a critical determination to make with every offense. It is my personal and self-perceived right, or is it Yahweh alone right? And so what happens when you begin to reprogram this process, the shifting of your conscious behaviors, when you consider that He alone has first rights to all and every offense, and you submit this to the hierarchy and statute, you will find that your reward is soothing, peaceful, connected, reverent, silent, and beautiful beyond anything you have ever experienced. No offense, loved one. Become unoffendable. Offense will come, Matthew 18:7. But you do not have to receive. I myself always strive to have a conscience without offense towards the Almighty and man. Acts 24:16. A high calling indeed, loved one. A high calling indeed. Wow. Great, great information that we could take and just be blessed by, and understanding what we understand and think when we hear about people being offended and offenses being created. And the scriptures talk a lot about this, and this is going over and beyond what we think we hear and we know as being believers. This is the difference between being a baby in Yeshua or being grown up in Messiah. And this is it. This is what we have to understand. You know, and we want to get to a place where we understand this. So first I want to talk about the yoke. When he says, my yoke is easy. Do we know what a yoke is according to scripture? A yoke was like when they pull cattle, they put a yoke around his neck to pull him by that yoke. And often if it's too heavy, it could weigh him down. Well, the yoke of man, the yoke of living against Yahweh's word is so heavy and such a burden for us. But Yahweh says through Yeshua, my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy. It's not a difficult one to bear, a difficult one to carry. And here he's telling us he takes the offenses that people try or the enemy tries to bring upon us, upon himself. And we shouldn't be taking the offense or get offended. For we have the greatest gift we can ever imagine in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, and the holy words of scripture, which are a treasure mapped to the treasure. Why do we let anything or anyone touch our joy? We must understand. I once saw a bumper sticker, or somebody told me a while ago, says, let go, let Yah. Let go and let Yah. So let go of everything and let Yahweh take of everything. The burdens of life, let them be upon Yahweh and let go of them. The burdens of life, and the enemy is trying to get us with these burdens. The enemy wants to destroy us and do everything to make that yoke heavy and take us away. We can't let that happen. The Bible says in Psalm 68, verses 19 and 20, Yahweh deserves praise day after day as he carries our burden. Yahweh who delivers us. Our Elohim is a God who delivers us. The Elohim, the sovereign Elohim, can rescue from death. Hallelujah. Do we truly believe that? If we truly believe that, why are we letting things offend us? And why are we having doubt in Yahweh? Matthew 11, 29 to 30 says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for helping us in these areas that we have such a tough time letting go. Thank you for being there and showing us. For it said in Psalms 138, verse 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand delivers me. Do you believe that as you're hearing that today? The Bible says this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. It says in Psalms 81, verses 6 and 7, I removed the burden from their shoulders. Their hands were set free from the basket. In your distress you called and I rescued you. I answered you out of the thundercloud. I tested you and at the waters of Meribah. Remember, call on him. This is why prayer is so important. And not getting offended or moved or shaken, but the prayer to take it to Yahweh. Cast your burdens and troubles upon him. Don't try to do this yourself and leave him out of the equation. And that's what so many people try to do. He not only has the answer, he is the answer. 2 Corinthians 1 verse 4 says, who comfort us in our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted by Yahweh. Hallelujah. Are you letting him comfort you today? Or are you getting so shook up and you're taking all these burdens upon yourself? I remind you of Zephaniah 3 verse 17. Yahweh, your Elohim, is among you and he is powerful. He will save you and he will take joyful delight in you. In his love, he will renew you with his love. He will celebrate with singing because of you. Yes, yes. Psalms 31, 24, I tell you all today to be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart and all that hope and put all your hope in Yahweh. All my hope is in Yahshua. Give your burdens to him. Don't try to take them upon yourself. This is one of the reasons he gave us this wonderful gift of Yeshua, to take the burdens upon him. Psalms 55:22 says, turn your burdens over to Yahweh, and he will take care of you. He will never let the righteous person stumble. Wow. Wow. As you see so many people in this world stumbling like they're walking in the dark, he will never let you stumble. He will take your foot. And he says, here, step by step, he will guide you. He will guide you. He will never let the righteous person stumble. Psalms 18, verse 6, but in my distress, I cried out to Yahweh. Yes, I prayed to Yahweh, and he heard me from his sanctuary. My cry to him reached his ears. It says in Psalms 23, I called to Yahweh, and he answered me. Yes, Psalms 50, verse 15 says, pray to me when you are in trouble. I will deliver you, and I will honor, and you will honor me. And Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says, never worry about anything. Instead, in every situation, let your desires be made known to Yahweh through prayer and request with thanksgiving. Then Yahweh's peace, which goes far beyond anything we can imagine, will guard your hearts and minds in union with Messiah Yeshua. He is our awesome refuge. He is our safety. And he wants us to come to him, not just when things are going great and praising him, but he wants us to understand that he's there for us. When we're going through those trials in life, when we're being tested, when things don't seem like they're turning out good, when it seems like everything is going wrong in our lives. And then he comes through for us. And he helps us. Psalms 46, verse 1 and 2 says, Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, a great help in times of distress. Underline that, highlight that, circle that. In times of distress, he is a great help. Therefore, we will not be frightened when the earth roars or when the mountains shake in the depths of the seas. You understand that? I'm going to read that again. Psalms 46, verse 1 and 2. This is the scripture I want you to write down today. Yahweh is our refuge and our strength, a great help in times of distress. Therefore, we will not be frightened when the earth roars and when the mountains shake in the depths of the sea. In the depths of the sea. You see, here's the problem. The problem is we experience all these burdens in life and the enemy tries to attack us continually and come on. But we try to deal with that ourselves. Yahweh says, let me deal with that. You don't even need to be in this. Give it to me. I'll take care of it. Psalms 9, verse 9 says, Yahweh also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. In times of trouble. In times of trouble. Give it to him. Let him take care of it. Pray it out. Pray and talk to him and cry out to him and talk to him. You know, Psalms 38, 4, verse 6 says, my guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. My wounds faster and sink because of my foolish sins. I am bent over and racked with pain. All day long I walk around filled with grief. And then Psalms 40, verse 11 and 12 says, withhold all that thy tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. Let the loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. For all these evils have compassed me about. My iniquities have taken a hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of my head. Therefore, my heart fails me. But remember, he says that he created us. He knew us in the womb. He had this plan out for us. He wants us to come to him, to cry to him. He wants us to go to him. And I know people that are walking around so depressed, so worried, so fearful about man. And I tell them, your answer is not found in medication or drugs. Your answer is not found in money or big houses or cars. Your answer is found in one and one only, and that is letting that burden come upon Yeshua. Call out to him, and he will take care of you. And the real fruit of the Spirit is the peace and the calmness, the patience and the joy that he allows us to experience every day. To be a blessing to others, Galatians 6:2 says, help each other's burdens in a way you will follow Yeshua's teachings. Lead them to it. Be the watchman. Let them know the enemy's trying to attack, but you must stay strong.
Philippians 2:4 says, "Look not every man on his own things, but in every man also on the things of others, being a stronghold for them, helping them understand and reminding them about Yeshua." We have to get this and understand this. You might be going through things in life that are wonderful and everything's great, but there are others that are going through tough times. We're called to let them know what Yeshua has done for us and tell them. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "There is no hate, no temptation taken, but such as to common man. But Yahweh is faithful, who will not suffer. You will be tempted above that ye are able, but you will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." Yahweh is our way out. Yahweh is the way out. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Yes. Yes, he has. Matthew 6:31 to 33 says, "So don't ever worry about saying, what are we going to eat, or what are we going to drink, or what are we going to wear? Because this is the unbelievers who are eager for those things. Surely your heavenly Father knows that you need all of them. But first be concerned about Yahweh's kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you as well." And 2 Corinthians 4 verse 8 and 9 says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not dismayed or distressed. We are perplexed, but not yet in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say it all the time here. It's not with some of the heart, but Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, "Trust in Yahweh with all your heart, and lean not on your own thoughts and your understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Let him direct those paths." That's it. Romans 8:18 says, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Yes. That's it. So it's time today, as we're experiencing stuff and going through a whole bunch of things, of understanding the concept that we discuss so much here in this devotional series of suffering well, and being able to let go of those offenses and those burdens. Let them go and let Yahweh handle them. That's it. Proverbs 4, verse 25 to 27 says, "Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths for your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or left, but keep your foot from evil." Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." And the command today is Colossians 3:2 that says, "Set your mind on the things above, not on the earthly things." Are you ready to do that? Can you really trust in our Creator with all your heart, as the scriptures say? At all times, as it says in Psalm 62:8, pour out your hearts to him and understand he's your refuge. At all times. And let go of the things that the enemy's using to hold you from experiencing the joy of Yahweh. Isaiah 43:18 says, "But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I'm going to do." Remember, looking ahead. This is what suffering well is about. You know, we're in this race and we don't want to go backwards. We don't want to stop. We want to pace ourselves to run to win the race. It says in Job 17:9, "The righteous shall move onward and forward, and those with pure hearts shall become stronger and stronger." Are you strengthening yourself through Yahweh's wonderful word? Or are you holding yourself back? Remember, cast your burdens to Yahweh and give them to him. Give them to him in prayer. In prayer, go to him. And he says, "Peace I leave you with, and peace I give you. Not as to the world, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it fear." So I ask you, please, all of you, come to him. Cast your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. He doesn't want you to deal with that. He said, "Nothing shall take your joy away." Nothing. But people today are letting their joy slip away because they're focusing on the world and the world's ways and the things going on in the world and what the news is saying and all the things happening in the world today. But they're not focusing on our Creator, I know you're going through tough times out there. I know there are burdens that people are dealing with. I get it. But Yahweh says, put them all on the shoulders of Yeshua. Let him take care of it. Let him rescue you. Let him be there for you. You know, consider it a joy whenever you are facing these trials, knowing that the work will be done, that he said, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. I will not leave you, and all the good works that I have will be completed in you. So we need to pray for a steadfast spirit to stay focused on Yahweh. And it says in Psalms 25, verse 6 and 7, remember Yahweh, the tender mercies and the love kindness, for they have been ever old. Remember that not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me for the goodness sake, O Yahweh, creating me a pure heart. That's what we want. Yes. Second Thessalonians 3 verse 5 says, may Yahweh lead your hearts in full understanding and expression of the love of Yahweh and the patient endurance that comes from Yeshua. And it says in Jude 1, 21 to 22, keep yourselves in Yahweh's love as you wait for the mercy of our wonderful Messiah Yeshua to bring you to eternal life. Be merciful to those who are in doubt. Remember, it's time to let go of those burdens and trust our Creator. For we can make a giant list of all the things that aren't going in our favor, all the things that are troubling us today. But our Creator knows those troubles, but he wants us not to look at those things. Yeshua says, let that burden be upon me, and my yoke is not difficult. Stop holding on to the heavy yoke of the Pharisees and the sages, and stop trying to take care of everything yourself. Yahweh wants you to come to him and cry to him and be there for you. It says in Revelation 3, verse 8, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Hallelujah. We must understand these things and understand moving towards him and be a warrior for him, not a warrior of the world. A warrior for Yahweh and not a warrior. How beautiful can that be? That concept where we're casting our burdens on him and we're not letting it destroy us. And we're listening to the scripture that says, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. That's it. How many times over and over again in the scripture does he say, cast your anxieties on me? How many times in scripture does he say, do not be anxious about anything, to give thanksgiving for everything? This is what the scriptures are about. Remember, it says in Wisdom 12:25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down. And what does a yoke do? It weighs you down, but the good word makes him glad. That's why we must seek the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness first and always, above everything. And understand when we go to him, as his word says, and we trust in his word, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. Not some, but all things. And he calls us in Matthew 11:28, come to me. 11:29 and 30, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest in your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. As we think about the Suffer Well devotional series and how great it was and what it says, we think about what it means and what we must do. If somebody offends us or we're offended by something or something is going on, don't deal with that yourself. Take it to Yahweh. Take it to Yahweh. By being anxious about something, you can't add a single hour to your life, as Yahweh says. Remember in John 14:27, he says, peace I leave you with, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let them not be afraid. How many of you right now are ready to cast your burdens on him and let your troubles be swept away? How many of you are ready to experience the peace that only Yahweh can give you? How many are you ready to do that? In Psalms 94:19, it says, when the cares of my heart are many, Your consolations cheer my soul. Are you ready, and are you letting, and have you been letting him cheer your soul? Have you have psalms on your lips singing his songs of what he does for you? Remember in Psalms 23 how it says, I cried to Yahweh, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. This poor man cried, and he answered me. That's the heart we need. The heart of Yahweh. The heart of Yahweh to run to him. Run to him and no one else. For he is our answer, and he has all the answers. I'm not just saying this over and over again so I can repetitively say this, so it's something you hear over and over again. I want you to actually do it. Hear and obey. Listen, not to me, but listen to his words. That's it. Listen to his words. That's what it is. That's what it is. And that's what we must do every single day. Not 23, 30, 32. What joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven and whose sin is poured out of sight. Yes, what a joy for those who record Yahweh and cast his guilt upon them. When I refused to confess my sin, my body was wasted away and I groaned all day long. Day and night, your hand of discipline was heavy on me and my strength evaporated like the waters in summer heat. Finally, I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I said to myself, I will confess all my rebellion to Yahweh and forgive all. And forgive me, all my guilt is gone. And the guilt, you say, well, I don't have guilt because I'm not responsible for what I've done and everything else. And I tell you right now, if you are letting the burdens that you're experiencing in life be upon Yahweh, you're not giving it a chance. You're not giving him a chance. And that in itself is sin. Let him bless you. Let him bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember, this is the day Yahweh has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Every morning renewing ourselves. Every morning going to him in prayer. Every morning casting our burdens upon him. Speak to him when you get up. Oh, Yah, help me. Help me. He knows what you need help with, but speak it out to him and let him hear you. Verbally speak it out to him. Okay. Hallelujah. Suffer well, my friends. Suffer well. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh's with you always. Remember that. He wants you to just experience all the joy that comes along with knowing the great gift he's given us in Yeshua Messiah. Stay righteous and suffer well. Have a blessed day and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. There's revival and it's spreading like a wildfire in my heart. A Sunday morning, hallelujah, and it's lasting all week long. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? It's the rhythm of a gospel song. Oh, once you choose it, you can't lose it. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. I got an old church choir singing in my soul. I've got a sweet salvation and it's beautiful. I've got a heart overflowing cause I've been restored. There ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. No, there ain't nothing gonna steal my joy. When the valleys that I wander turn to mountains,